And we would like to welcome to the airwaves here this morning
a special guest.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood with us this morning.
Yes,
hi, Carrie.
Folks.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're frozen, admit it.
Yeah. No, I'm thawing out, actually. Yeah. I haven't been outside this morning.
Yeah, you said you went for some groceries yesterday and there was a snowstorm.
Yeah, it probably was nothing, but I'm like, oh, this is bad. How do I drive in this?
Yeah, it's tough. Guess so.
That's another thing. I can't drive here. Your crazy speed limits are with the kilometers. I don't do an 80 and it just feels wrong.
It's a major learning curve, Carrie. What can I say?
Hey, Carrie, first of all, welcome to the station. We really appreciate everything you've done for us in the past, including the sweater that you and Mike signed for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Boot Scooters last year. A big show coming to town today at Y101 for our country club members at 10 o'clock this morning. We have a pre-sale for your tickets for March 24th. Yeah. The actual tickets don't go on sale till tomorrow morning at 10. And why would you have picked Ottawa for a concert date, I wonder?
I don't know. We played Ottawa the last round of shows that we did, the last tour that we did.
And what happened at that tour?
Nothing.
No? You didn't meet anybody?
No, I didn't, actually. Okay. He didn't come to the Ottawa show.
Okay, gotcha.
He came to the one in Toronto, which is a few hours away. So he wanted to make things difficult. If he had come to the Ottawa show, I could have met him a lot earlier.
That's right, and that would have been nice.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. You guys are just having such a great time. And were you able to sort of work your tour around, your schedule and, your personal things and all that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's kind of difficult scheduling personal life somewhere in the midst of, my world and his world. And it'll be a difficult little while, but I think we're doing all right.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Carrie, the Play On album doing very well out of the gate with the first single, which was kind of released ahead of what schedule was, but it came out pretty good with Cowboy Casanova, and now the second single from that CD. You must be pretty happy with that and ready to support it with a tour.
Yeah, I am, especially in today's music world and sales and all that weird stuff. To do well is to do awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that, things have gotten off to a good start, and I think we've got a lot of singles off this album, and I'm excited to get out there. The tour is going to be awesome, too. So we've got a lot, and we just started talking about everything, and I got some really imaginative people in my camp now, and they're just coming out with everything, guns blazing. So I'm excited.
Last time we saw you, I kind of saw shades of a Reba McEntire. You know how she does just such a glamorous show, and she does a lot of outfit changes. And I know that that's something that you seem to follow along with. Is that what your fans can expect?
Yeah, I mean, I love when you talk about like Reba and Loretta, you think of like sparkles, and you think of, somebody that always looks great, sounds great. So hopefully I'd like to bring some of that magic into my show. And I think there'll be more costume changes in the last tour, actually.
Listen, I saw the television special. Was there 19? Changes of costume in that variety show?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about that one. But yeah, we did some fast changes on that one. It was a pretty amazing task.
How did Mike Mike feel about your dog calling him a hockey puck?
I don't know. I think he was more concerned about the guy in the park.
Oh yes, Mr. Muscle.
Yeah.
That was cute. I like that.
Any plans for future TV specials?
You never know. Like when we first started talking about a TV special, it was kind of, I don't know, we thought about making multiple ones, but they don't really do so well as far as ratings. Mm. And then after mine did really well, I'm sure we're going to be talking again at some point.
I was kind of curious, since you've sort of had exposure to the Canadian way of life, what do you think about Canadians and what we're all about?
I love it here. I think people are so nice. You hear a lot about like Southern hospitality, and being in the South is great, but you come up here and everybody's just so polite and like I'll wander around, you know, and shop and stuff by myself, and anybody who says anything to me is just so cool and like laid back, and they're just like, we're big fans, and that's it. That's all I wanted to say. They don't like follow me around the grocery store. So I don't know, everybody's just really cool here.
Couple of quick hits. I want to ask you your favorite song on the album, Play On. Your favorite song. Do you have one favorite?
I think as far as message goes, Temporary Home is my favorite.
But me too.
I love Change and Someday When I Stop Loving You. And I don't know. I'm really happy with it top to bottom.
Right on. Your favorite country artist. Who else do you like to listen to? Who was it like growing up?
My first concert was Alan Jackson, and I've always been a huge Alan Jackson fan. And ever since I've like gotten to know him, you know, he's just great. So mm-hmm. he's definitely way up there for me. He's somebody I really look up to.
Your favorite Ottawa senator?
I don't know.
Is it true that you're
number 12?
Yeah. Are you putting pressure on him to score every game now, or right what? On. What's going on?
Well, before every game, I'm like, oh, you know, it'd be really nice if you could score a goal for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when he does, I'm like, oh, he did.
Yeah.
He must really like me.
Yeah. Last Friday, he decided his big thing is to get 20 by the end of this month, and he's on his way with 15,
he's
and that's good news.
Way.
Yeah, I hope so. Carrie, listen, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning, and just your love of country music and our love of country music, and we're so looking forward to March 24th. It's going to be a great concert with some wonderful people in attendance.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Stay warm.
I'll try.
We should mention, too, Carrie, there's a lady. Her name is Jean Burchett. She won tickets this morning before they even go on sale from us, so that's kind of nice.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'll see you there.
Is Mike getting free tickets to that show?
Of course.
Okay, I just wanted to ask. Thanks, Carrie. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
We look forward to seeing you in the new year.
All right.